Today, on a special edition of Renewing Your Mind.
When public schools or government schools say we're going to keep God and religion out of the curriculum, we're going to be neutral, they're kidding themselves. They've already stepped into an awe-theistic worldview, and it's killing us. And what we're trying to do is to train people to think as Christians.
You just heard Dr. R.C. Sproul explain one of his motivations for founding Reformation Bible College. He wanted to provide students with a knowledge of God and His holiness and prepare them for faithful Christian service in any vocation or calling. And now, nearly a decade later, we're seeing the fruit of Dr. Sproul's vision. We welcome you to Renewing Your Mind, and you may notice that we sound a little different today. That's because we're not in our studios. I'm here with Reformation Bible College President Dr. Stephen Nichols, and Dr. Nichols, let me let you explain where we are.
Yeah, you're right, Lee. This is a very special place. This is our new building, and we're standing right in the center of it, of this grand main hall. It's a single story, but the ceiling peak is 38 feet up there. And it's a beautiful building. We're truly grateful to have it. But let's go back to what Dr. Sproul said. This is a place to train Christians how to think. And he knew we needed a place, a space. You know, you go back to his classic Holiness of God. He ends by talking about sacred space and sacred time. I think there's also something to academic space, Lee. And we were very intentional about this building, the academic spaces. We'll get into this as we go on, the classrooms, the beautiful library, places for students to just gather, be discipled, and learn together. But really, what's more important, what is of utmost importance, is not just the building, but what happens inside the building. And carrying on that vision, Dr. Sproul's vision of training Christians how to think biblically and theologically, so they can serve God for the rest of their lives. That's what we're trying to do here. And we have a beautiful space to do it in.
Well, it is a beautiful building, Dr. Nichols, and we will be sharing with you, our listeners, more about this wonderful new facility as we go along. But, you know, before Reformation Bible College got off the ground, R.C. already had in his mind what it would be like. He already knew why Reformation Bible College needed to exist.
I frankly believe, as having taught seminary for so many decades and started out as a college professor, that one, college students are more teachable, and I want to get to them before they already know everything, and that if you really ground students in biblical truth at the college age, it's going to capture their thinking for the rest of their lives and enrich the church and enrich the culture in which we live. There's a unique opportunity in the small environment of a Bible college of really grounding students in the things of God.
And we have seen that vision become reality, Dr. Nichols. We have moved from the great hall of this new building into one of the classrooms.
Sure, we're in really what is the flagship classroom. We call it Simpson Hall. And it's got some beautiful wood features, that sort of old world, old school feel is what we really wanted. But we also recognize what we can accomplish with technology today. So we're able to take, hopefully someday, what we're doing here and maybe spread it around the world. But for now, what is really important for us, and what's important about these classrooms, is the issue of discipleship. You know, when R.C. first started the Ligonier Valley Study Center, it was a place where students went to learn, life-on-life discipleship. And technology is so wonderful to spread the truth of the gospel. It can go to places where people physically can't get to. But there's no substitute for life-on-life discipleship. Mm. It's Jesus' own model, isn't it, in his incarnate ministry, to not just teach, but to teach in the context of life. And one of the things that we see here at RBC, and honestly, Lee, you could talk to any student and they'll tell you this. It's the community of RBC that draws them here. And when they say that, what they mean by that is discipleship. They come here to learn, not just to learn the knowledge of God, but to learn how to love God more, and to learn how to serve and worship Him. And so we are all about education. I mean, this is Dr. Sproul's college, so everyone who listens to Renewing Your Mind, you know these students are going to get an education. But that education is about discipleship, and that's a crucial piece of what we're doing here. And it's discipleship inside the classroom and discipleship outside of the classroom.
So it's not unusual for some of your professors to take the students to an ice cream shop after class sometimes, right?
Yeah, there's a particular restaurant on a Monday where one faculty member is always there for lunch, and students just come and ask any question they want to ask, and it's very typical for a faculty to be engaged in students, and it's because that's their calling. They're scholars, but they're really called to mentor these young students.
For years, Dr. Nichols, higher education has trended toward teaching students skills so that they can enter the workforce and receive a high-paying job. What do you say to parents who are wondering how Reformation Bible College prepares students to enter the real world?
Yeah, I love that question. And it's a real question. College is an investment. And you do go to college to prepare for the life ahead. So I appreciate, value the question. Here's how I answer it. For one, we do one thing here at Reformation Bible College. We teach theology. So to have a theological foundation, to be grounded in theology, can serve you in whatever you do in life, whether you go into the pulpit or you go into the pew. And I firmly believe that. But the other thing we're after is, in addition to that, is the soft skills, the communication skills, the critical thinking skills, the problem-solving skills. You know, these are a lost art. And there are many college educations where students aren't even writing, not writing papers, not the good old exercise of the research paper. Those are important skills. But we also have our students write blog articles, and we have them engage in all sorts of communication because we recognize, and this was something RC wanted us to do here, we want to produce knowledgeable and articulate students. So those are some of the things we also hope our students pick up as they come through the door, not just a theological education, but those soft skills. And honestly, Lee, I'll tell students to tell them this all the time. If you're able to look a person in the eye, shake their hand, treat them with respect, and talk in complete sentences, you are ahead of the game. And so there really are some of those skills that I think will set our students apart as they enter into the workforce and as they enter into the church in the service of God.
For students and parents who may not be familiar with the curriculum, would you talk specifically about some of the courses they can expect to take?
Sure. So our curriculum has got RC's DNA all over it. We have three streams running through the curriculum. Theology is one. So we have seven semesters on systematic theology. I went to a great seminary for my seminary training. I did not have seven semesters of theology. So we do more theology than even most seminaries do. We also have seven semesters of Bible survey. We take our time walking through the Bible. This is God's Word, Lee. Like, this is the foundation to all knowledge and truth and goodness and beauty, God's Word. It's in our name, Reformation Bible College, but we also recognize the value of the humanities and the value of a classical liberal arts education. It's disappearing on the landscape of higher ed. What we do here is we have seven semesters of great works. So they're walking through the classics of literature and art and philosophy and music. We also have a year of church history. We have biblical theology. We have hermeneutics, which teaches students how to study the Bible for themselves. We have the biblical languages. We have history's philosophy. So that rounds out the curriculum. But it's theology, it's biblical studies, and it's the great works, a truly classical education.
All of that designed, of course, so that students leave Reformation Bible College with what we know as a biblical worldview, a Christian worldview. And let's hear R.C. talk about that.
How a person views themselves, how they view the world in which they live, how they view the culture and everything in it, art, music, law, politics, economics, all of those things are part of the broader perspective of what we call a worldview, our view of the world and everything in it. And ultimately, there are only two kinds of worldviews. There's either a theistic one, where the character and being of God informs everything about that world, mathematics, music, everything, or you have a worldview without God, which is non-theistic. And the other word for that is atheistic. And there is no middle ground there. There's no tertium quid. There's no third option. There is no neutrality when it comes to education. When public schools or government schools say we're going to keep God and religion out of the curriculum, we're going to be neutral, they're kidding themselves. They've already stepped into an atheistic worldview, and it's killing us. And what we're trying to do is to train people to think as Christians, to seek the mind of Christ, to understand that the Christian faith is not a compartmentalized reservation that has nothing to do with the rest of life. It has everything to do with the rest of life. If God is God, if he's God at all, he's not just God of the church, he's God of the government, he's God of the arts, he's God over everything.
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to instill in our students, Lee, that God is over every area of life. So we get at that through teaching them, of course, and it's rigorous what we do here as we teach them theology. But we also want them to learn theology. I mean, this was table talk, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Luther would have his classroom, but it was around the table with students in life that they learned theology. And that's what really excites me about the next space we're going to go
into. Yeah, we're walking back through the Great Hall, and we've come to, let's open the door here.
Yeah, so we're coming into one of the rooms that RC, believe it or not, Lee, one of the rooms RC was really excited to have, a student commons. Just a place where they could gather. You know, we talked about this earlier, that role of discipleship. And it's not just the faculty as seasoned Christians who are mentoring our students. This is true for all of us in the Christian life. We have our mentors, we have our pastors, we have those senior saints that God brings along. But we also have our peers. And if we have those right peers, you know how influential they can be, but how important they can be
right in
our Christian life. It's so important to have those connections.
And what a comfortable setting this is. I mean, it's beautiful. Let's describe what we're looking at here. Very comfortable sofas here, a chess table.
That's right, Lee. There's a foosball table, so students love that. They have their own kitchen, breakfast bar, and cafe seating in here. But this is their space, and it's got youthful colors in it, and it's just meant to be a place where they can just be together. You know, they're here, they have a common calling, they have common convictions, and they all have common work, and they help each other. And it's really a model of what the Christian life is, that we're in this together, this discipleship together.
You mentioned the Ligonier Valley Study Center, which RC yes. and Vesta founded in 1971. And I was just thinking that many of the people who came were college-age students.
Oh, they were, Lee. In fact, you know, the interesting thing about the early study center was about a dozen or so colleges gave college credit to students who would go and study at the center. So they had a J term and summer terms, and they'd study philosophy and all sorts of things with Dr. Sproul, and they'd take it back to their colleges for credit.
And many of the pictures that you and I have seen of the study center in those days wasn't just about RC teaching. It was the fellowship
right.
in areas like this that right. Helped cultivate that Christian worldview.
You know that, and I've talked to people from those early study center days, and it was the legendary softball games, you know. So you're out on the diamond, and that's where you're, right? It's in sports is where your Christianity is really put to the test. But, you know, this is true for all of us. We need those times to learn. We need those Sunday morning where we're fed content. We need the weekly engagement with content. That's why these folks are listening to Renewing Your Mind. They recognize the value of teaching. But that teaching gets lived out in life. And that was so crucial to Dr. Sproul. You know, he would say, you got to get it in your head. Then you get it in your heart. Mm-hmm. Then it comes out of your fingertips. What's he talking about there? He's talking about a lived theology. And that's what we're trying to do here, and our students do that. And hopefully they're forging bonds and relationships that will be with them for a lifetime that they've formed. And also, this is happening too. There's a lot of marriages happening here, Lee.
Yeah.
So usually come the summer, we're busy with weddings of our students. So families are getting started from coming here to RBC.
All of this pointing to the fact, Steve, that RC wanted these students to be well cared for. And I'd like for our listeners to hear what he said about that.
I think the biggest mistake that parents make when choosing a college for their children is the assumption that the college that they went to years ago is at the same place today. College education is in a serious crisis right now. Alan Bloom's book, really exposed that where the colleges are given to relativism so that 95% of the students come to college already committed relativists, and that view is put in cement in the 4 years that they're in college, even at so-called Christian colleges. You have to be extremely careful. And I've talked about how beautiful our campus is, but you can't make a decision to send somebody to a school just because the grounds are pretty. You got to look carefully at the curriculum, carefully at the faculty, and see what the school stands for. And I can tell you this, that if I were right now going away to college, that's where I'd want to go.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to a special edition of Renewing Your Mind, and I'm here with Reformation Bible College President Dr. Stephen Nichols. We are in the main hall of Reformation Bible College's new building, and as we make our way, Dr. Nichols, from the student commons back into the main hall and into a very special place.
This is a very special room, and when Dr. Sproul says this is a place where he'd like to go, I think it's because of this room, Lee. This is the library, and of course, the library is a crucial center for any college campus. But again, we purposely designed this library as a place where our students would recognize the value of the Reformed classical tradition and the value of these great ideas that we are trying to teach here. So this is a very curated library, and we are purposely putting in front of the students the books we want them to master. And we're introducing them to the great church fathers, to Augustine, to Thomas Aquinas and the other medieval thinkers, of course, to the Reformers and to those who come after the Reformers, Jonathan Edwards and Warfield. And of course, we have Dr. Sproul's own collection, but we want students to recognize that they're part of this tradition. And not only are they part of this tradition, but they have an obligation to learn it so that they can hand it over to the next generation. Now, this goes back to Paul and Timothy. So Paul trained Timothy, and Timothy was to teach faithful men who would train others also. And we see ourselves in that long chain of that tradition of handing on the truth of the gospel, the truth of the Christian tradition to the next generation. And you know, as Dr. Sproul's talking about the relativism that is just rampant in higher education, we are pushing back against that with all our might. Mm-hmm. We're not about relativism here. We're not about the novel. Not the novel you read. Not about the new.
Not new innovations.
And not about innovation.
Right.
We have been entrusted with a tradition, and we want our students to feel the weight of that. And now they go out and they defend and contend for that tradition.
Well, you may be hearing some of the workers that are in this new library. I didn't want to leave here, Dr. Nichols, before we came to this very special part of the library. Explain where we are.
Yeah, we're right outside the rare book room, and it's being finished as we speak. You can hear the workers in there. We're looking at these doors that are actually modeled after the doors of Luther's monastery in Wittenberg, the Black Cloister.
Wow.
It was where he was as a monk, and when he got married, Frederick the Wise gave it to him as a wedding present, the Black Cloister. It was where he lived, where he taught, where dignitaries would come and spend time. The table talk was inside the Black Cloister. So we've modeled the doors to our rare book room after that, and that important connection to the Reformers and the Reformation.
What are some of the rare books that will be in that room?
Well, we have a number of the books that belong to Dr. Sproul, which are wonderful, with his underlines and annotations. We have a 1611 King James Bible. We have a couple early editions of the Geneva Bible. We have a whole collection on John Bunyan and Pilgrim's Progress. And you know, Lee, that book, early editions of Pilgrim's Progress, they were literally devoured. People just passed them from one to another. And they're very hard to find. We have a number of early editions. We have a few medieval manuscripts. We have a Torah scroll. We have all sorts of treasures that we can actually put into our students' hands so they can, again, get the sense of this tradition to which they belong and the obligation they have to pass on these eternal, abiding truths that are so crucial and so urgent.
Well, let's make our way out of the library, Dr. Nichols, and back through the main hall. As we work our way outside, I wanted you to talk about what R.C. made very clear, that he didn't want Reformation Bible College to be a cast of thousands.
That's right. He would say, you know, and colleges want to be bigger, bigger, bigger. He said he wanted to build a college that was a small, intimate community. You know, and really, Lee, that goes back to what was the original vision for RBC. The original vision was Calvin's Academy at Geneva. And it wasn't a large place, but what a huge impact that place had. Had an impact on John Knox, which had an impact on Scotland. Geneva, there were missionaries who were trained at the college at Geneva that were sent to the shores of Brazil in the 1550s. And it was never a big place, but what a huge impact. And that was really Dr. Sproul's vision for RBC, that the students who would come here to this beautiful campus, they wouldn't stay here, but they would take what they've learned here and they would take it with them and literally go all around the world. So you don't have to be big to have a huge impact. And that's our vision for this college, sort of special ops as opposed to regular
right.
Army.
Still, these students need a place to stay when they're here studying. And
they do.
We've come down to a place outside of this brand new building. And would you explain why we're seeing stakes out here with orange flags?
Sure. We're looking to the west on our quad here of our campus, and you can hear that there's construction around us. But these stakes are the footprint for what will be our new student housing. This is a projected two-story building, 33,000 square feet. We'll house about 70 students in these private bed, private bath suites. But we all know, remember from our own college days, how important that dorm life is. And it's really the final piece of the puzzle for us here and for our campus. We've got our existing building and a lot of administration, some classrooms in there, our new building with all of the spaces it affords. But this new student housing will be that final piece and provide that place for students to live as they learn here at RBC.
Well, as we turn back around, Dr. Nichols, and look at this magnificent new building from outside, we realize that this is the result of God's kind providence and the faithful giving of many people.
It certainly does, Lee. You know, we've been talking about the students and the faculty that are here at RBC, but there's a whole nother group. And that's our group of friends who come along and support us and give for the ministry here of Ligonier and for Reformation Bible College to enable us to build this building debt-free, which is great. Our new building is debt-free. And even friends are coming alongside us even before we've launched this new student housing, Lee. To contribute. So these folks make this possible. In fact, we have a fund here at the college we call the Right Now Counts Forever Fund. And of course, you know where that comes from. That was RC's byline in Table Talk from the very first one back in 1977. And that fund covers our operation expenses here. It enables us to hire a world-class faculty and a dedicated staff. And it also funds student scholarships because truly, Lee, right now does count forever. And a gift to RBC, think about this. You're giving to a student now. They have a whole lifetime of service ahead. And then think about the lives that student will touch. That is a multiplying effect of your gift. And we're so grateful for the many who do contribute and the many who come alongside. Frankly, we cannot do it without them. And we wouldn't exist without our friends who support us.
And so we would like to invite you to be part of this important work, educating young minds and pointing them to a biblical, a Christian worldview. Would you contact us today with a generous donation for this Right Now Counts Forever Fund? Our number is 800-435-4343. You can also give your gift securely online by going to reformationbiblecollege.org/donate. Again, that's reformationbiblecollege.org/donate. And the number again is 800-435-4343. And when you call to speak to our colleagues, mention the Right Now Counts Forever Fund. Dr. Nichols, thank you for being with us today. We so appreciate the tour of Reformation Bible College.
It's been my pleasure.
I hope you'll join us again tomorrow for Renewing Your Mind, because we're going to hear the charge that students heard at the beginning of the school year. Dr. Sinclair Ferguson, one of our teaching fellows here at Ligonier Ministries, gave the convocation message. We'll hear that, and we'll also hear from some of the students who are being educated and encouraged here at RBC. We hope you'll join us Friday for Renewing Your Mind.